Hey guys!
Where did I wait? This is you like, hey guys!
Welcome back to episode 56.
Woo!
Well, no, I was like,
wait a second. Hold on a damn second.
Somewhere between 50 and 0.
So, I'm not gonna lie, it should be 56
there. Yeah, we are.
Like, from the time we've been doing these podcasts, it should be 56.
Oh. Yeah, so we've got a special guest today, but she's not going to be in the podcast, but she's going to say hi.
No, she is. Get in here.
You have to get in here.
What? You have to.
Yeah, it's tradition.
It's a ritual. You've got to get in here in the back.
Wait. Drum
roll.
Hey. So, yeah, that's Sadia.
We love Sadia.
And we love you, Sadia.
Whenever we're missing weeks, we're always on her vlog, so make sure you don't miss her vlogs. Because when we're missing weeks, we're there.
Yeah. So technically, we are consistent, so everyone needs to get off.
We're consistent on other channels.
Sadia is my con. Just plug your at name, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, this is so much pressure. It's Sadia A. Don't put it on the screen, don't worry.
It's gonna be there.
Sadia A with a H. Sadia H.
Somewhere.
Anyways, moving on. Okay, so.
How's it going, man?
Ooh, it's winter.
I'm cozy.
By the time this starts, I think it's gonna be the second week of December.
Yeah.
So it's like the 10th.
It's also gonna be the episode after the last one we just filmed.
Oh,
you know, I wish we could have recorded this after we got like the feedback from the vid. Like if you looked at the comment section and you like
Everyone was mean. If anyone was mean in the comments, I don't like
it.
It'll
never be mean.
Of course I don't like
when this is out, I'm gonna be in Saudi.
Yeah, Dua's going Umrah, guys.
I'm in Umrah right now.
Oh, I'm a baby.
Right now.
Oh my god, guys. If anyone wants her to like pray for anything, just let her know.
Yeah,
and she'll do it.
So just put it all in the comments. We're not gonna respond till January because we're pre-recording, but
no, us two can respond. Oh, as in respond as in a video. Oh, you're right. How's everyone though? Like, what's everyone been doing?
Stretch, moving on.
Oh my god.
Okay. What?
Should we talk about what happened to us today?
Please talk about it, guys. Please talk about it.
We said in the last episode, oh yeah, we're doing this and we're doing that.
I don't know. I remember.
I want to talk about Loki because it's funny.
It's funny.
I said, yeah, I want to.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
So, life update. Me and Dua started new jobs.
Yeah.
Dua's been at her job for. How many months?
Approximately.
Two and a half.
Oh, really? For longer?
I don't know. It feels like a year, innit?
It feels like 3 years.
It literally feels like a while. Anyway, subhanAllah, tell them about your job and...
My job was great. I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed it. Like, the actual job, obviously, no job is fun, but the people make it great and, you know, shout out to everyone there. You don't know who you are. But, so the job was great, manager was great, but,
Literally sorry guys, this is so funny.
Today.
First tell them how her last night was. Last night we were out and we're like, oh, at least you have to go home for work.
Oh yeah,
me and Aisha
currently work at the same time. So when I start at 9, she starts at 10, sort of thing. So yeah, we literally woke up. Oh yeah, we were last night.
I can't remember what happened, but we were
had
out
a
last
long
night.
Day, basically.
A long day.
And then
we got to
Nisrin's and we were both very tired and it was getting late and like we'd been out the whole week. We'd been out every day before that. So
and
it was,
also,
like, a lot.
Guys, late, like in this instance, means like around 8, 9. Like that was late for us.
We felt like adults.
Literally.
Yeah, so we were literally all slumped. Now we got him at like 11. But we were all slumped. Just we were like, got work tomorrow, whatever, cool, come tomorrow. And so I walked into work, guys, no joke, maybe like 45 minutes later, like 9:45. Actually, I came a bit late, so it was probably like 10. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyways, my manager calls me to the office and he's like, well, he called other people first and then I got called and then I was like, I already knew what the conversation was because one girl walked out crying. So basically the vibe was that he was like slowly getting rid of people. And then when I got called in, he was basically like, listen, gotta let you go. You've been great, but... So now I'm jobless.
Cost of living crisis.
Now I am jobless. So you lot need to pay for my life now because I do not have a job. I do not
it
have...
It is not the responsibility.
But wait, no. Tell him why, you got sacked.
Oh my
God. Tell him why you got sacked.
Yeah. Guys.
Tell them why.
There's bare reasons, but I want to talk about, like, the motivation to speak.
Oh, yeah, go on. Yeah.
So, like, he was like, you need to put... Your heart's not in this job. Like, your heart is not with it. Like, I can just tell, like, you don't want this job. And I was like, you might be right. You might be right.
Just because you're a bit nonchalant.
No, not like... What does that mean?
Like, laid back.
Guys, it's getting too hot, just me.
Yeah, turn it down.
It's getting way too hot.
The pressure's getting worse.
So, what's nonchalant, Aisha?
It just means
like
you're like chilled out.
Yeah,
it's not that you're careless. It's just that
No. I like.
Basically, she was acting her wage.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing.
Hey,
hit the nail on the head.
So yeah, basically, yeah, he as a startup company, because I work for a startup company, they don't have the budget to be holding on to people that are acting laid back. They want people that are on it. Do you know what I mean? They need to be spending peas on people that
fighting that are coming in and out early.
Fighting for their job, yeah.
Literally, yeah.
Hey, big you lie, bro.
Why are you telling them how much
we beat that?
But anyways, what's it called? So I'm still there, you know? They're still getting paid that.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, damn. Literally, guys, cost of living, I'm not going to lie, whatever it is, recession, I don't know what's going on, it's hitting everyone. We went to go get brekkie, people were coming in with pillows, they were selling it. Aww. Bro, I'm not going to lie.
It was a long day.
It's been a very long
anyways,
day.
Anyways, that same morning, that
same,
yeah.
The same morning. Minutes.
Like, literally an hour, like, less than that, yeah.
No, I get, it was within the same like 10 minutes.
Same 10 minutes. Because as soon as I opened your text, I was having a text
message. The way I literally dropped to them, I was like, guys, I'm fired. Sadia, shout me. Because me and Sadia work in the same area. I was like, Sadia, what are you doing?
Come on, what's the motive?
But yeah.
Okay, anyway, so my job, guys. I've been working there for 3 days.
It's on my third day out here.
It's only my third day
out here.
Guys, it was literally my third day. I was a baby girl. I was a baby girl in this job. And then, just for being late once, guys, I got told, don't bother coming in. I said, what?
Not even just that, guys. Basically, they gave her a company car.
On the way there.
He said, bring back the car and go home.
He said, bring back the car. We're 2 hours away, but take the bus home.
He said, bring the car and go home.
Oh, my God.
I said, I'm going to go home. You can collect the car. Brother, what do you think this is?
Hey,
by the way, this place is like...
You were acting your way.
Yes.
Guys,
that's
don't get taken for idiot. You know what, though? Well, I can't lie. We're a bit privileged, innit? We have the liberty to say this. Some guys, people, their job is their life.
Yeah,
like,
true.
I was literally going to compare it. So the other girl that got fired, like, I'm comparing myself to another girl. She got fired and she literally... I don't know if she's watching this. She does watch.
Sorry,
us.
Sis.
She watch her.
Sorry to
sorry,
men,
sis.
But she literally walked out crying. She literally walked out like her, like the way the guy shouted to Seth. He was like, she's hyperventilating. And we're all like busting up and I don't know why.
That's so rude.
Was
so
anyone? Rude. It's not that serious. Well, life is not bullied. That deep. No.
Nah, for some people it's that deep.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
If she's crying like that, I can't.
You said she's hyperventilating.
Bro, that basically means that that job's her life.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest.
She's panicking.
For some
bro.
People, that's. Generally, their lives.
Listen,
she's definitely thinking, how am I going to make the rent this month?
Because that's rude.
No, keep it in because that's how we conversate. Anyway,
how we're being genuine.
It's genuine.
I'll be real. I did laugh. I'll be real. Yeah. In them situations, if you're hyperventilating and you're doing all of that and you're crying and you come back from the toilet 30 minutes later with red eyes, I'm going to laugh because guess what? For me, that's not how I would react. So I'm going to laugh at the way you react. But I'm not judging you.
You haven't processed it yet.
Judge free zone.
It's actually, I'm not, wallahi, I was not judging her, but I was just thinking, it's funny how I'm reacting. It's funny how you're reacting.
Oh, yeah. I think you're just like, you're basically just laughing at the fact that like, oh,
I'm
I didn't
laughing
care
at
much.
The fact that someone is taking that seriously, but I'm not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
I was literally giggling. I was like, guys, I'm out here. I was doing jokes. Like, I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is. That's life. And you know, if you could take one piece of advice from me and Aisha, is nothing is permanent. So don't live your life as if something's permanent.
Yeah, word.
Because if you go to this job and you're like, you know what, this is my job forever, you will get sacked and it will hit you.
It will humble you.
Guys, if you're in a job and you get fired, I'm going to be honest, there's other jobs. You have skills.
It's a sign.
On my life, you've got skills and you have the requirements. You can apply somewhere else, you know what I mean?
I see everything as a positive. So the way I saw it was, I got fired from this for a reason and I'm going to get something better. Nothing is taken away from me to not be given better.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. I'm living life. I put my job I went to work. It's not like I called in sick five times a week. So I did what I need to go to work, and it wasn't for me. It wasn't written. So I got fired.
No,
100%.
Bro, I don't know what it is, but even 9-to-5 jobs, any jobs, corporate, retail, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but like, if you told me don't come in tomorrow, if you told me this is your last day at this job, I'm gonna be like,
I'll say see ya.
Like, it will be my happiest day, you know what I mean?
Never beg for
onto bigger and better.
But you also have to like think about the fact that like people also pay rent. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Like,
obviously,
I feel
for
like
those people, it's different.
Yeah, I feel
you
like
know,
it's different
when
for
I
them.
Feel bad,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're privileged.
Yeah. I feel bad for the people that are like parents. Like when I see parents working, I do get it, and I do get when you're putting your whole into a job. Sorry.
So I was taking a picture. Bless
it. Clip. No, I'm joking. But
yeah,
I do
no,
get
yeah.
it. But also, I get it, but I don't get why you would take it to heart and take it not as like.
Do you know
a
what it is?
Thing.
It's not that. I don't think they're taking it seriously in that sense. I think it's just like, okay, cool, I've been fired. I don't know how long it is until my next job, and I have rent to pay this month.
No, that kind of stress, I understand. I'm not talking about them people. I get that. What? I'm not gonna lie. If I had rent to pay and all that, I'd be hyperventilating. Please, give me one more week.
Help me.
But like when you live, she lives with her parents, and like, do you know what I mean? Just I'm not even talking about her. I don't even know why I brought her back up. I'm just talking about like.
She's gonna box you when she's in that group chat.
I ain't talking about her, but if the shoe fits. Anyways, what's it called?
But anyways,
my point is,
I always see it as a blessing. If you get fired, on to the next. Guys. I can go find a new job and build a new skill and meet new people and like it's a new experience. Yeah. It's always better.
The only stressful thing is like how long.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that but everyone's
even,
like.
Have to look at even it in the how long, there's blessings in that.
That's the point. Yeah.
If something's been delayed for you, it's delayed for a reason. Like every
just
delay
come
is
back
a blessing.
To Islam.
Do you know what it is? I think Islam really, really like guides us.
Oh my God, if I wasn't Muslim.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Islam just really.
Yeah. Allah is the best of planets.
Everything I think is from an Islamic point of view. So I don't know how I would think if I wasn't.
Do you know what it is as well? Like I kind of think to myself, yeah. Like if you don't have like a faith, like how are you going through life?
What's your motivation?
Like what humbles you? Like what tells you it's okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but I did have this discussion at work with someone that was like an agnostic, and they were like the same way we see like you see religion. I can't lie, it was a good perspective. The same way we see religion of like. Oh, this happened for a reason because God wanted it to happen. They see that in something else. So
they see it as destiny.
Yeah,
oh,
so
destiny.
Everyone has their own way of viewing it. So they're
that
like,
makes sense.
Not morale, but like they're, what's the word? Their
morale. Wait, what?
No, the way they view life, yeah, is like.
They hold on to other things and they put their faith into other things, not God.
Yeah.
And not religion, basically. Yeah.
Like star signs and them, man.
We're definitely not star sign people.
My son was at rising, so that's why this happened to me today.
Mercury's in retrograde and all of them man there.
There's actually one guy that used to do up star signs in our office and we used to be like, shut up, bro.
What?
Man, sorry.
Leave that out, bro.
I'm gonna keep our reactions and just believe what you said. That's funny.
Oh, Lord,
anyways, you know you man that believes in star signs. Yeah, I just like let me.
No, let's not do that.
Let's do that.
Let's go there.
Wait, allow me. The same way we laugh at them for
star signs. Star signs is not religion.
They can laugh at us because you know.
Laugh at me.
Why
do
you
judge me? It's a judgmental zone.
How's it crazy? Sorry. Islam ain't crazy though. Islam is logical and factual and it makes sense.
Exactly.
There is no contradictions in the Quran. Come to me with one.
Actually, I know, but you're being ignorant because some people don't believe in that and that's okay.
Yeah, no, but I'm sorry to this man. I'm actually sorry.
Word.
Please, I hope you're guided one day. But anyway.
Welcome like one Muslim channel.
Nah, hear this.
And donate £3 and we'll send it to the mosque in
I'm so sorry, yeah, but because I'm born in April, I'm fiery. What?
Oh, word.
Huh?
How are
you?
Joking. Wallahi, we're joking. Astaghfirullah. But she actually is fired. But anyway.
What's your star sign?
No.
Sagittarius.
Dead.
You're Gemini, lie. You're giving Gemini.
You're giving Scorpio.
She's Gemini. Like, I'll tell you why she's Gemini.
Cancel them. I stand with chunks.
Our savior, our king. No, guys, listen about that.
Three chunks.
Stop cancelling chunks.
No,
what are you doing?
Can I just say something about cancel culture? You lot are funny because you really put your heart and soul to cancelling someone and then you're still going
to watch.
Do you know what's funny?
You're
still looking at their stories.
You know what's funny?
What?
His bag hasn't stopped.
Facts.
So what did you accomplish?
You didn't cancel the
bag
transaction.
You're putting effort into paragraphs. Chunks is this.
Oh my god, he's wearing their nose. Oh my god.
He's getting his bag.
He's wearing an
extremist. He's getting his bag, first of all.
He don't give a shit.
He's sitting at home saying, we don't care.
Now, hear this.
That's what he's doing.
He literally snapped, I'm coming off, and he snapped, I'm with the boys. In two different seconds. Sorry.
I do hear why people were frustrated, but the way you lot went about it, it's a bit crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't hear it, because guess what? Islam teaches us not to judge, so why are you judging?
Also, as well,
it literally teaches us not to judge, so we can't judge.
Yeah, also, we don't know
to judge what's apparent.
Yeah, but
true,
you have
but it wasn't his intention.
Did you make so many excuses before you judged?
Exactly.
No, you went to Twitter. Sorry,
I'm saying, did you give him the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah.
Really and truly, we don't know the circumstances.
I stand with my bro.
Our saviour, our king.
Yes, bro. Post that. I thought the stream
but
was
no,
sick.
Do you know what it is though? I feel like people don't understand context. Like, you need to hear the context in order to judge. I mean, you still can't judge, but if you want to judge,
hear the context
first. Like, no one even knows why he was there. Do you know,
I still, to this day, wallahi, don't know why he got cancelled. Like, who's your lover? Why is he so... What happened? Like, why... Apparently, my god, imagine Nas these people don't even know what's going on. Sorry, we always chat about things that we just want to chat about.
I mean,
about.
If you don't know, now you know.
Insert clip. And that's why he got cancelled for some reason.
And we don't know why.
Apparently, Lil Nas is...
What would you not do if you got cancelled? catch me if you can. No, but they're actually going
to
cancel.
Catch me in the office.
I'm so sorry, not even to be like... that person, what? But what is there to cancel?
No, but I'm saying if you do, all right, she's what is there to
cancel? No, I'm saying we're not even accomplished like that to say you can cancel me. Like,
that's
what,
not what I meant. Okay.
What are you cancelling?
Okay, let's be optimistic. What I meant was in his shoes. If you were in that position,
okay, so now we've changed the perspective.
We flipped the script.
You're rich. I'm
putting myself in my shoes, even though I can't walk a mile in his shoes because they're too big for me.
Walk a mile in his Louboutins.
Probably like a size 10. Anyway, what was the question again?
What was the question?
If you were to get cancelled,
I think I'd move on. Live my life.
Honestly, guys, you know how everyone like makes like a I'm sorry video? I don't think I'd make that.
Oh my god.
Because at the end of the day, if I did what I did it with chest. I'm gonna be honest.
Everything I
do. No. But listen though, if you do offend a group of people, you need to own up.
But I never do that.
No, but I'm saying usually if you're cancelled, you're getting cancelled, it's because you've offended someone. Yeah. Like you've offended a big group of people.
No. I think I'd put out a statement, but I wouldn't make a whole video saying, okay, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry you felt that way. No, I'll put out a statement saying, listen, I'll put my hands up, wallahi.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many videos where everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry, but it was because of this. No.
There's no
take
buts.
Take accountability for your actions for them. Do you understand? Like, I don't understand.
You're human. You can make mistakes. That's it's fine. Saying. Just own up to those.
And I feel like that's what people don't understand.
I don't believe in cancel culture. I don't believe that you sitting on your phone in your house where you also make mistakes, but you make them behind closed doors. You're now judging someone that's doing it out loud. That person is human and that you would have made that same mistake, if not worse.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, guys. We, us three collectively, are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. How many times are we on Instagram story and we're like, we don't care about you, bae? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're always cussing people, but I'm not going to, like, it's bound to happen that we're going to get
cancelled. Everyone said something dumb in their life. And if you're saying you haven't, sorry, but you're lying.
You're lying,
you're living a life of lie and you need to come out of that.
Yeah. And I feel like you have to say dumb things to be able to, like, I feel like you have to say dumb things to be able to know what's right and wrong. But obviously, to an extent.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's obviously a line. Because, you know, with some things, you just know it's wrong. It's like, wrong. Morally, facts. Do you get it? Like, racism and just bigotry. Yeah,
that's something else.
Do you get it? Like, that's when you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You said that right.
You knew.
I stand with cancelling racists. Yeah. And I stand with cancelling, like, Islamophobes and any, like, Zionists or whatever.
Yeah.
People that are...
That too. Free Palestine. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's... Things like that. I thought I said the wrong one.
Oh, no.
Things like that are very, like, morally incorrect. Yeah. I stand with them.
Yeah.
Everything else, you're cancelling a guy for taking a pic.
It actually sounds so dumb when you say
it. It sounds so dumb when you say it out loud. Like, come on now. Anyways,
moving
rewind.
On.
Rewind. Cost of living crisis.
Oh my God.
So, like, where do you guys want to go on holiday next?
R-E-C-E-S-S-I-O-N. Recession.
Guys, no joke.
I'm not gonna lie, I wanna go to Zanzibar, I'm gonna be honest. Like, that's where I'm really.
Z-A-N-Z-I-B-A-R. Zanzibar.
You're actually really good speller. That's crazy.
Thank you. I did a spelling bee in school.
Spell nonchalant.
N-O-N-T. Wait. N-O-N-C-H-A-L-A-N-T.
Nonchalant. Oh, well done, well done. You bounced back.
Atmosphere.
A-T-M-O-S-P-H-E-R-E.
Atmosphere. No?
You threw me off.
I said it really fast.
Said atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Primark. Atmosphere.
You know Primark. You know.
P-R-I-M-A-R-K. Primark.
That was a dead one, I can't lie.
Yeah, it was.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah.
Moving all the way on.
What is the next topic?
What's your greatest accomplishment in high school?
You got a question? You got anything that you want to talk about?
Oh, my God. Sarja, tell us, like, ask us a question.
Yeah, ask us a question.
Let's talk about...
You and me.
Let's talk about...
What's the thing that mean? Cafe, and you were like, "Oh, remember? Let's talk about this."
We already spoke about.
The recession.
It was the recession.
Yeah. Cost of living crisis,
guys. Okay, let me tell you what I did. Yeah, basically yesterday I went to Tesco. Yeah, and when I went to Tesco, I bought Airwaves. And Airwaves used to be 45p, and now they are 75p. Can you believe that Airwaves are 75p? I need you lot to eat that Airwaves 75p Tesco Express.
I know what Freddo, but Freddo was also wants.
What she wanted to say was Freddo was 50p now.
Let's try that again.
I've never bought Freddo, but Freddo I couldn't say was 10p, and now it's 50p.
We haven't ever bought Freddo before.
I don't like Freddo. I don't like any chocolate that's just chocolate. Cost of living crisis, like cost of living speaking.
Cost of living crisis.
I've never bought Freddo, but you lot got what I said.
No, I feel like
I feel like everyone bought a Freddo because it was 10p. Like, I didn't like it.
I used to love Freddo. I used to love the caramel one.
What I used to buy, have you ever stolen? Be honest. Have you ever stolen from the shops?
Yes.
Okay, what did you steal?
Grapes. I used to eat the grapes.
Oh my God, I stole a lollipop once.
You might as well steal a folder.
You know what's funny though? It's bare dumb because it was right in front of the guy. Like, you know the big,
Did he say a Costa?
Let me tell you what I just done today.
No, we spoke about this on two podcasts.
Did we?
I stole, back in the day, them 10p pencils.
Stuff from me, I'll forgive us, but I was a child and it was before PB.
Yeah, it was way before PB. It was like...
I saw you away from the shops last week, stealing lollipops.
You must have been there then. You were there with us.
I was,
she's like, I was there. I witnessed the crime.
I was doing up... Security!
But anyways, it was actually them 10p pencil seats.
Oh, I stole them too.
What?
You didn't want to mention
that. It was so easy to steal, Aisha. Yeah, they were like open. It's always open in the boxes, so it was just like...
No, I'm shocked that you stole. Like, you've never admitted to that.
She just said she stole grapes.
I stole grapes.
Oh.
In Tesco, even. A big establishment. I used to literally walk around the shop, open it.
You were opening the packets, like, before people bought them.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Oh, my God, you know what I need
I was
to
a little rat. I didn't watch the fruit. I was like 10.
Nothing's changed.
I know what you're going to say. Let's say it at the same time.
What?
3, 2, 1, candy floss!
I knew it. The candy floss, great.
Yeah. Where
not gonna lie, guys. I tasted it and it's not. It doesn't taste like candy.
No, you're meant to freeze it.
Candy floss.
Oh, do you?
Well, that's when it like optimum flavor.
You're talking about the candied grapes. That's different.
How is she telling me what I'm talking about? You're definitely giving Aries.
Why would you freeze Aries?
I don't know what that is.
I know what she means. Like popsicle grapes, innit?
Why does everyone think that they know what I'm talking about? I've literally just said candy floss grapes.
Yeah, but you said put it in the freezer.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, hands up.
It's the thing that Hanny tried to buy. Do you remember?
Yes!
Validation. Validation. Anyway, guys, and they also have mango-flavoured grapes now. I lied.
Oh, okay. Don't hit my friend.
Sorry.
That's fine. I'm gonna get you back anyway.
We're both Aries.
So please don't.
Get you back.
Please don't.
I'm gonna get you back.
Not my face.
Not the face. No, she can't.
That's gonna go red, guys. So fun fact, Dua actually has.
Your dirty hands.
Guys, fun fact, Dua has that.
Why are you getting there before me?
I've got
fun fact, Dua.
It's my disease. I got
it's
it.
It's the fact you actually call it a disease.
Dua has this thing called dermatographia. Dermatography is a skin disease.
I'm joking.
It's not a skin disease.
It is.
It's a skin condition. Oh, condition.
Oh.
It's not really like a disease.
Yeah, you can't catch it off like... me. You can't. It is a skin condition, and you will see it within the next 3 minutes. And I want you not to all chat Muna in the comments.
No, because she hit me first. That's not nice. She hit me first.
Put the pink heart.
So are you telling me if your kids are in school and they get broke up by another kid, you're going to tell them, oh, it's fine, leave it. You're going to tell them to hit them back. Are you not?
Oh my God.
You
don't have a kid.
Don't be a mother.
No, but treat me as I'm your kid, guys.
Do not promote violence.
She hit me first, so I had to hit her back.
The prophet said, if someone strikes you, you do not have to strike them back.
So what I said.
But if they continue to strike you, defend yourself.
But I didn't continue. And I apologize. Sorry, let me actually reiterate because he did say an eye for an eye. But if I strike you.
Ain't that in the context of war?
And I said sorry. Shut your mouth, you're literally.
You said sorry, but I didn't get my eye. Eye for an eye, but I didn't get my eye.
Well, you have to forgive.
Oh. I forgave, but
they're
I can't
like
get my
Game
eye.
Of Thrones.
Oh my God. No, I mean, House of the Dragon. Just eat what she just said.
I can forgive, but I need to still get my eye. No? Is that not how it is, guys?
So, I don't think that's forgiveness.
I don't think that's forgiveness.
It's forgiveness. In my heart, I love you. But I still need to hit you. Do you know what I mean?
We went really off topic.
Sorry. My face is so red.
It's not even red. I can't lie, it's not bad at all.
Mal,
it's not
that human.
You can see my handprint.
She said it's not that bad.
Let me see.
Guys.
You can see my handprint, guys.
Need a headphone?
I should think this is a comedy show.
You can see my handprint, guys. That's crazy.
Dermatography art, exhibit A.
I feel like I'm being gaslit. That's not nice. Because just because Dua has a mark on her face, that means that I'm in the wrong.
I didn't hit
me
in your face.
You still hit me. It still hurts. That's not nice.
Yes, guys, feel bad.
So what, only for bad hair because she's bleeding? What about me? What about my mental stress?
Thank you. She's giving Taurus.
She's giving victim blaming.
What does that mean? She's giving VB.
I'm being gaslit right now, guys. You lot are hearing me being gaslit.
VB. That's victim blamer.
Spell victim blamer.
VICTIMBLAMIM.
Chunks our saviour.
Stop saying our savior,
king.
That's bad.
Oh, sorry. Our king. Do not cancel our king.
take back all the Somalis.
Take me to church. Stop
for take back Somalis back to their country, Mr. Trump.
Woo! Sorry. Take back all Somalis to their own countries. That's what they deserve, Mr. Trump. I told you, Mr. Trump. I believe in you. I'm supporting with you. Take them back. Thank you.
Please, can we deep role, please? Can he be a Somali shopkeeper? Somali person?
Ah, you're starring.
Can he be a Sydney shopkeeper?
Can he be a Somali person that...
No.
Marcus, what the hell
got
him for?
Whoa, Scarface.
Someone said...
Whoa, there.
Whoa, that's a Lion King.
That's crazy.
Guys, do who was wearing Chelsea boots today. Can I just say the outfit was very cute, but it was funny to me because I've never seen her in Chelsea boots. So I was like, Chelsea boots?
You know what's so sad, guys? You know what's so sad? You know what's so sad, yeah? Dua wears anything to work in it. It's obviously meant to be formal clothes, but she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Anything to
that's
work.
That's why you got fired.
Today...
Where
today she wore formal clothes. The day she asked
the day you got fired, you actually followed the protocol.
Protocol, no, I'm in a hoodie and jeans.
No, but she's still wearing Chelsea boots. Like, come on now.
And a smart jacket, I remember it.
Yeah. I wore that in sixth form.
You was ready to go. But you were excited for your day.
I was late. Me and Sadi were like, you late? Yeah, I'm late too.
Sadi's a real G. I don't know if I can say this. Like, take back Aisha. Take back Osmanis to their own countries.
We need
take back Sudanese to their own.
Oh, sorry.
Why do you keep getting me involved?
Yeah. She's just trying to make you feel.
What did I do?
She's just trying to make you feel included.
To say you love me.
That's all that you needed to do.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. We need to move on. This has been our messiest episode in a while.
I'm not happy, guys.
Just need one more topic and then we can end this.
Yeah, just one last thing.
Come on, Sadia.
Oh my god, let's talk about how Tim Hortons and Park Royal are so shit, guys.
Oh no, let's not even give them airtime.
What?
They don't even know that.
So this is coming out in December. You're not going to be here for the new year. I think you should talk about one thing you each learned from this year.
No, that's the next episode.
Oh, right.
Because that'll be the week just the before
New Year's.
Oh, we still have a few
episodes. It's now December 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got time.
Oh my god, guys, who's excited for Christmas, even though we don't celebrate Christmas? But
wait, guys, we're gonna start posting on what? Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah, so today is December 10th.
Guys, who's ready for Christmas? Even though we don't celebrate Christmas, obviously. But I'm excited.
Oh my god.
Winter clothes.
Sam, what's that song?
My scarf.
What?
Haram. That's haram.
Oh my god, there's going to be a day where Christmas and Eid is going to be the exact same day.
When's the Aisha? We
fight for our lives.
2033.
No, 2030.
2033.
Is it? I thought it was 30.
I think it's 33.
Oh.
It's either 2030 or 2033. One of those numbers.
Who do you think will die first?
Us.
Whoa.
We
got dark very quick.
I don't know why, but I feel like it's, I feel like
that
it
was
me.
That wasn't like a dark.
Moon,
it wasn't like
fuck?
A dark.
No, I don't know why.
Why
I feel
the like... f***? That actually caught me off guard. Who do you think will die first?
Why didn't I flinch at that question?
It was in my head. I don't know.
She was thinking about that for
time. Yeah, for time. I didn't flinch at that question though.
Yeah, because death is coming.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah, but this
death winter is coming and death is coming.
Scarface,
Jon Snow.
Is the scar still there? Because I won't like the video. Yeah.
Bruv. Hey, let's do accents. Okay, wait. Let's do
hello.
Hello, Cleo.
Howdy.
No.
No, Cleo.
Get out of the water.
Am I in it?
You guys have done.
You are in it. Have we?
A little bit.
Yeah. Cleo. Get out of the water.
Okay. Do South African. Go.
I don't know.
South African.
What? What is that?
That was kind of good.
Oh, is it like...
That sounds Nigerian.
That sounds like Mufti Meng.
Mufti Meng is it does from Mufti Zimbabwe, Meng. So that would make sense.
Wait, speak like him. Go on.
My brothers Mufti and Meng. Sisters.
Mufti brothers Meng. And sisters.
Blood clot free sesh!
They're exaggerating, guys. Sorry. That's not Mufti, bro.
That's actually Mufti. Bro, I'm being serious.
How does he speak? What does he say?
Assalamu... I can't do it.
Yeah, he does
brothers,
say
brothers, can we please...
Mufti's in the house, guys. Mufti's in the house.
Light upon light.
Mufti Meng.
Light upon light. I can't do it like
me.
Thank you.
Mufti Meng is in the house.
I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I had it in me.
So what do you have to tell him, Mr. Meng? Mufti Meng.
Well, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that we must be good to our neighbors.
And change you into West African.
We must be good to our neighbors. Or
Because if you are good to your neighbors, this will amount in the afterlife and the good deeds, they will multiply. And it will be...
Water shortage.
Water shortage.
There is a water shortage. There is a cost of living crisis.
Let's do...
The Valley. American The Valley.
Let's do Canadian.
Let's do Kardashian.
Kardashians?
Courtney.
So, I have this thing later on.
Courtney, there's people dying. Okay, they don't stop. Kylie!
Oh my god, this is Kylie.
I'm getting late to my thing.
Stormy.
No, I know.
Stormy.
Bro, we got Mufti, Kylie, Kim, Kanye.
Where did Kanye come from?
I say she a gold nigga. But she ain't messing with that broke.
Okay, let's actually wrap this up. We're just chatting to chat at this point.
Let's actually wrap it up. Anyway, guys, that's the end of this. It's okay, man. She hit me, guys. She hit me.
Hmm?
How long?
It varies. Like,
we have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
9 minutes left.
What was I going to say though, guys?
Basically, it shuts off at 6:15.
Yeah.
So we have to stop. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, it's been a good one. Yeah. Consistency is going to be... What are you doing?
I feel like we should actually give one last story time.
Like what?
Like we've given them nothing.
Well, when you watch it back, you'll see that we haven't given them nothing. We spoke about cost of living crisis. We spoke about your jobs. We spoke about...
Oh my God, can we speak about how we went Fright Night? And how it, like, rained.
We went there with Sadia. That's how we went.
Yep, we went with Sadia. Oh. And then we thought our day was going to be over. By the way, guys, if you go to Thought Park...
Really wants to give you guys a story time that she's digging
stories that don't even make sense.
This is how long we haven't seen them, though.
Whoa! Oh.
There's more that happened, you know.
What happened?
So we went to Fright Night with a big group, and then turns out that it rained so heavily that they gave us free tickets again, but then everything shut down, but then it all opened up again, and then we went on the rides again, and then we, like, it was such a, like, a moment of, like, happiness and then sadness and then happiness and then sadness.
No,
and then
guys,
it was so, like, not good.
Deep it. A bunch of 23-plus-year-olds went Fort Park in the rain.
I don't want to go in it, just see.
Wallahi, it was such a fun day, I'll be honest.
I did have fun though, let me not lie.
But anyway, Thought Park, if you're watching, Thought Park, if you're watching, can you please just book it out just for us and our friends?
Like? Stormzy invites us. What was the other thing that you said?
Oh my god, guys, we watched the Black... Oh, I can't talk about it.
It's out now. No, Sadia hasn't watched it yet.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, you try really.
Honestly, guys, Black Panther was probably the best film of the year.
So good. I feel like it was better than the first movie, and 100%. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
But it's actually cried.
Out, though.
Yeah, I did. It's gonna be like.
Yeah, that's a month in.
Oh my god, guys, I want to talk about something though in the last 5 minutes. Yeah. Mm. Let's talk about how, again, we probably had a podcast about this before. Just to reiterate, how much brands don't rate us.
That requires a whole other episode.
But we've already spoken about it in another episode, but I just want to just hint out there.
Yeah.
Brands don't rate us. And I want to know what you don't rate about us.
Wait,
like,
what are you talking about specifically? Like, what did you remember?
Do you think that hearing other people's experiences, do you think that you guys are at peace?
True.
We low-key are doing our own thing, and like, I love that about us, but...
True, but you know what it is though? Like, it is kind of sad because I feel like we put ourselves down because we're not validated by other businesses that don't rate us. Which obviously is valid. I don't want to sit here and say we seek validation from other people because we don't. But it would just be nice to know that people kind of want us, like, for their...
Do you guys think that you get rewarded for the amount of work you put in? Do you think it equates?
No.
I don't think we get rewarded, but I do think we get rewarded through our viewers.
For our viewers, yeah.
But not rewarded through, like... Other aspects.
I feel like the only reward we get is from our viewers, I'm going to be honest.
Sometimes it's not enough, but it's enough now.
I think it's enough, personally.
I'm content with it.
I'm content, I know that.
Obviously, it's enough, that's all we care for, but then...
Yeah.
The only reason I carry on is literally because of the viewers.
And where you want to be.
Yeah, that's how I would word it. Like,
definitely.
I'll be honest, though, I do think we get... like, the effort we're putting in is the effort we're getting back.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because we don't put in a lot of effort.
No, I don't think so.
I don't want to hear that right now.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think
that's
about
other creators and the effort they put in.
I am thinking about the creators.
They're getting paid.
That's what I'm saying.
By who?
What do you mean? They get paid. It's when they start out.
Not when they start.
There's a lot of people who have less, like, I don't ever say this.
Moon and Do's point is that, okay, you guys
Who are you not thinking about? I won't include it.
Like, Nishan and that. the effort they're putting in.
Yeah, they don't get paid on YouTube like that.
No, as in the every other aspect.
It's her full-time job. Yeah. Her creating a little video and everything.
It was her full-time job at 250k followers. About
okay.
You get it? Yeah. Stuff like that. But no, I definitely think we put in the effort.
I don't
And
care.
I feel like we would put in more effort if we got something back on a transactional level.
Stopped caring about the approval of other people like a while ago.
But the thing is, though, is that I don't think it's approval. It's not approval.
No, but it is because brands obviously have to shout you.
It's not approval because I would still do it without the brands appreciating us. I don't care about that.
Oh.
But I'm just saying that I, like, it's just like, I just want to know what we're missing. Do you get it? Cause like I don't know what it is, if that makes sense.
I don't think you're missing anything. I think just people aren't seeing your potential and that's their loss. Like,
yeah, no, 100%. But I'm saying that it'll just be nice to kind of like have that from that.
Yeah,
I'm saying that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for the level that we're at, I feel like it'll definitely be nice to be acknowledged 100%.
But I think we have been acknowledged.
No, yeah, we have been acknowledged 100%. But I'm saying that for the people that we have and for the success that we have, I'm going to be honest.
We deserve more,
I'm going to be honest.
Because there's people with less, no offence, that are in a much better place than we are. And then it makes you think, what's wrong with us that we're not also at the same place?
Yeah, definitely.
I do hear that.
Yeah. But I'll still carry on regardless, I'm going to be honest, because I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for you guys.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
For you.
Yeah. That's the point I was making. I am so satisfied with the viewers and, like, the response we get from you lot that it's enough for me, like...
So do you think that you would carry on in, like, 2 years' time if it was the exact same?
Like, viewers-wise? Yeah. I want to do podcasts constantly. You lot want to stop at one point.
No, I don't want to stop.
Does.
Like, I think I'll probably stop, like, if I have kids and that, because I don't want to be on YouTube when I have youths.
True,
like,
obviously, you're different priorities. Yeah. But before that.
It's hard because there's three of you, so when one person.
Oh yeah, but these lot know it. Like you lot know that it's difficult because it's three of us and blah blah. You guys know our struggles. Of course you do.
Why are you distracted?
What?
You got distracted for like 5 minutes. You disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, I was here.
You were on your phone for a second, eh?
Oh, like mentally here. Yeah. Sorry.
Idiot.
I was like, where did I go? You went.
So I meant like you went somewhere. Sorry. Like,
I don't know. It would just be nice to kind of just be seen and like heard, but obviously alhamdulillah, everything that we do have, like we've had big creators like see us and think you lot are funny, do you know what I mean? But it'll just be nice to kind of like capitalize off of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But obviously we're content with everything that we've got already, but it'll just be nice to kind of just make this a full-time job, because guys, I'm not even lying, if this was a full-time job for all three of us, the content you lot would be getting would, oh my goodness,
true, it would be elevated.
To be fair, for the first time in our life all three of us are unemployed at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And that has never happened.
That's what I'm saying. So if it feels like it's our calling that something's going to come, so everyone just make the eye that something will come. Yeah?
Inshallah. Make a bit of me. But
make a bit of you.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left, so let's wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for watching. It's been a bit of a messy episode, but thank you for being here. Thank you, Sadia, for being here.
Thank you, Sadia, for all of those nice questions.
Thank you, Sadia. I love you, Sadia. I appreciate you, Sadia. Validation by Sadia.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you leave a white heart. If you're a Spotify listener, come to YouTube and leave a black heart.
No, a green.
If you support Sadia, leave a brown heart.
And if you're here from Apple Podcasts, come and leave a blue heart.
Yes.
If I see no brown hearts, you're all getting
burnt. And if you watch all three, I mean,
if you are from all three platforms.
Yeah.
No, but you forgot Insta, and there's so many you forgot.
Oh my God, everyone just do anything.
Just put today, you're going to put a...
My brain froze.
You're going to put a star. Because we spoke about star signs, funnily.
Oh, funnily.
Funnily enough.
So it's actually going to end very soon. So thank you very much for watching. And guys, it's been your boy Aisha.
It's been your... You know it's always me first.
Quick. It's been your boy Dua.
It's been your boy Aisha.
And it's been your boy Mina.
Peace.
Thank you so much for watching. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for watching. And this has been your boys, Aisha, Mina, and Dua.
Got my money. Taste them the cherry.
Oh,
and just
need to die.
God. Becky. Looking perfect.
Sushi.
Switch one to follow.